What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Get ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there just being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? First of all, because God made you that way. I told y'all that. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what is the second reason that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Second reason is because y'all out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. Yes. And there was a third thing that I always tell y'all. Oh my gosh, I tell y'all this all the time. I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hi, haters, cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And if you are just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, first of all, happy Independence Day, happy 4th of July. But if you're just coming on over and you're trying to figure out, why is this lady J? Who is she? Why is she giving a shout out to haters? Like, oh my gosh, what is this about? Look, let me explain to you. Hate is acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to show the love. They don't know how to get a love, man. That's all. Okay? And when they see you out there shining bright like a diamond, like the diamond that you are, what happens is they start getting nosy. Or the naysayers, the disbelievers, the people who, you know, be kind of like hating on you and stuff, act like they like you, but they really don't. Or just want to be like nosy, try to see what you got going on. They start coming on over because they like, hold on. They do that fake stuff. Is that my girl over there shining on? That my boy over there shining on? Because they trying to see what's going on because somebody putting it out there in pieces for them. All right? And this is what happens, right? They don't realize that it's God that's like preparing his table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? God said, I'm going to make your enemies your footstool, all right? And you know what else he says in Psalms 23? He said, listen, when you out here doing what it is that you do, baby, that you're supposed to do, he said, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So just imagine all your enemies, all your naysayers, all the disbelievers, all these people surrounding you, watching you, trying to figure out what you got going on. And God is like right there in front of you, like, yeah, and they all behind him. But he's in front of you preparing this table. Everything that you need is on this table. He said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Then I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And your cup's going to overflow. And when he anoints your head with oil, what happens is, y'all, is that it's like the oil. So whenever they go ahead, you know, oil is slick. So whenever they go ahead and they're bothering you and they trying to throw that little hate and them little darts and all that little BS to you, the oil is covering you. Okay, so it don't bother you while he out there doing what it is that he do, that he do, that he do. Because see, what they do is they try to, like, you know, maybe call you up. Hey, what's going on? You know, what you got going on now? You know, that type of stuff. It won't bother you when you got the oil on you. Oh, man, this is just a touch of day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you because God's covering you, right? He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll feel no evil. He said, my rod and my staff going to comfort you. So, while he's preparing his table, right, he anoints your head with oil, your cup overflows, blessing after blessing after blessing, and they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message he's using to bait them out, to put them out there in pieces for them, right? Look, let me give you an example. Like me, right? I'm coming out of this whole health thing, right? God healed me, right? And healing is a process, okay? So I'm putting the process out there. I'm putting it out there in pieces for them. God's like, you know what? Throw this out there on social media. You know, show them how I healed you. So I'm making these videos and I'm doing what it is that I do, that I do. And they starting to come over like, oh my gosh, you know, like, oh wow. And people are calling me and people are inboxing me and people are hitting me up and all this type of stuff. But see, I got the oil all over me. I'm all covered because God prepared this table for them. That's why they coming over. So when they come over to you, okay, because he's preparing his table, what you got to say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes. Y'all need this work too. They need that work too. What they need is the same thing that you probably needed before. They need to get these pieces because they God's kids too. So he got to bring them over to try to show them how good he is. All right. So you never hate on them. All right. You just say, hi, haters, because I know y'all need this work too. And look, and if they start stressing you out with the hate, you know, and all the BS they got going, go on over, okay, to the Just a Touch of J app or blackvibes.com. Google it. Okay, Google it. All right. I made a drink. It's called the Haters Passion Drink. Fix it for you. Fix it for them. It's going to make you feel good. Okay, baby? This is just such a J. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right? Now, look. Have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Yes. I hope y'all have been going over there and checking it out. Yeah, I've been dropping a dime on you. Yes. I've been dropping a dime on you over there. If you don't know what dropping a dime is, it's an African-American colloquialism. You know, we basically just say it when we putting things out there that's good for you. Okay, we're putting it out there in pieces. You know, we're showing you all the glamour, the everything that you need. We giving you what you need, the information. That's what I've been doing. Oh, my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Okay, putting it all out there in pieces for you. Go check it out. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I ain't saying nothing else. This is just a touch of J. I can't give you too much, just a touch. All right? Now, look, let's get on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Ah, man. So I could talk to y'all about making love in B's kitchen. Yes. Y'all gotta check out Making Love in B's Kitchen. Oh my gosh, because I'm about to start doing some stuff on Making Love in B's Kitchen. I have been cooking. Oh my gosh, so much that I actually gained more weight. Yeah, so let's skate on over to Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Let's talk about that. Because the weight gain is part of Just a Touch of J's Fitness, baby, because I've been working out and doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Okay? Up to like 70 push-ups a day. You know, I do it like 3-4 days a week now. Oh my gosh, my body is just transforming. And y'all can check out those pieces on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, because I told y'all I put a little video out there before on the other podcast. So make sure y'all check out them pieces and on the YouTube page and all that. But look, let's talk about working out and Just a Touch of J's Fitness, okay? If you check out one of those videos, you'll see that I got on my fitness piece, J's Fit. Yeah, animalistic in nature. It's white and black. Ladies, 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 make sure y'all check that out. A lot of y'all like that one. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. The 400 fitness program is coming. I just had to put something out there, too. On My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Please go check out those pieces. Yes, Independence Day. It's me with my little, you know, my little piece on, so y'all can see it, okay? Now, look, let's get on over to the next level. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got my app popping. Thank you so much. You know, got my app trending, and you could check those pieces out again. Oh, my name is ONI7C's on Instagram. So check that out, and thank you so much, because other things are coming to the app, and y'all are really doing really good with the app. Like, yeah, y'all are. I was looking at them numbers and stuff. I said, okay, look at y'all. Y'all out there trying to get these pieces. Yes, I loved it. Okay, now, let's talk about Just Such J Podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my gosh. Like, seriously. Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn. Y'all really love that Mary J. Blige thing that I did. Shout out to you, queen. Oh my gosh. I'm going to play it right after this. Y'all got to check that out, too. Thrill and Wise. And, you know, y'all just like listening to the different episodes. So, thank you so much. This is Justin Touch of J, baby. I told y'all all the time. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. Okay? Along with the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Shout out to my cousin. He gonna hit me up talking about something. How can I start my own cannabis company? You know what I told him? Blake. I said, Blake, you just started. Okay? This is Just a Touch of J. Make sure y'all check out the pieces, man. All in the link trees and all the bios. And at thisisjustatouchofj.com. Y'all got that popping too. Thank you so much. Now, the Jataj Podcast Network. I love y'all. Y'all are doing so good with that. Thank you so much. Just thank you. Okay. That's popping. Y'all going to be on the mobile app. It has its own app and everything. So thank you so much. I already put those pieces out there. Check it out. Instagram, Facebook, all that type of stuff. Okay. Now the last thing, Beat Break Radio. Shout out to Beat Break Radio. Yes. Y'all are going to be able to listen to me now doing morning app. Affirmations. Yes, affirmations. Morning affirmations. Oh my gosh. This is Justin Touch of J. I can't wait till y'all get those pieces. Yes, so you got morning affirmations from me, okay? Then you are going to be able to hear me on the 411 wire, top of the hour, okay? Of the hours, okay? So make sure you check that out. And then you also going to hear me and my music remix. Oh my gosh. On the Justin Touch of J show, baby. Look, man, this is Justin Touch of J. He's trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Now, I got to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Because I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh, my gosh. And I'm going to try to keep this one straight to the point. But I don't know, y'all. This is Justin Touch of J. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. I already know how I'm going to do this one. But look, mama got to drop a dime on you. Yes, mama about to drop a dime on you. Yes, so look, oh my gosh, I told y'all in my last episode that God wanted me to talk to y'all about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that maybe. Let's talk about sex. Look, I don't know, y'all. Look, but he wanted me to talk to y'all about sex. And I said, look, all week, I'm like, talk to him about sex. I keep trying to tell y'all what God give me these things sometimes. I'm like, talk to him about sex. Like, I love sex. We was on there talking about sex a few years ago. Y'all know how my podcast was back then. I was talking about all type of stuff, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. Okay, y'all was talking about how y'all didn't like sex, and sex wasn't good, and sex was good. Y'all was having too much sex. Oh my God, y'all was calling them with all type of crazy stuff about sex. So I'm like, God, what you want me to say about sex? Because I love sex. I don't know what you want me to tell him. He said, I want you to talk to him about... My gosh, y'all get this, y'all, this is something right here. He said, I want you to talk to him about sexually transmitted demons and spirits and stuff like that, and how sex is spiritual. And I said, you want me to talk to them about how spiritual sex is? This is Just a Touch of J, God. You sure you want me to handle them pieces? So, you know, after going back and forth, today's Sunday, and I'm like this, I'm like, still don't have that. You know, I'm sitting up there, I'm like, well, look, I don't know. Why the heck I'm watching the pastor this morning? And why did the pastor start talking about sex? I said, oh my God, now I know I got to talk to him about sex. So look, I wrote down some points. Let's get into this whole thing. All right, so look, I'm going to try to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, sex, right? We all love sex, especially if you've had sex. I know you like sex. I like sex. Oh, my gosh. But what can happen is that sex can mess us up, okay? Any of y'all out there messed up over sex? Like, really, like, messed up from sex? Okay? Like, sex can mess you up, okay? Because it's spiritual before it's natural. Do you know that? Yeah, it's real like spiritual. You know, like, you know, you're entwining with someone. Like you're connecting spiritually with somebody when you have sex with them. Okay? Intimacy can come out of sex. You know? Into me see. This person is seeing directly into you. Your soul, your spirit, you're connecting, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? With a man and a woman, they do that thing, that sexual thing, and you know, he slide on up in her. Oh my gosh, baby, this is just Touch of J, okay? I'm dropping this out there in pieces for you. He's connecting inside of her, okay? Babies can be made, yeah. DNA is transferred. That connection, the closest he can get inside of her, without killing her. Baby, this is just a Touch of J. Sex can be an amazing thing. But God told me I'm going to talk to y'all about how it cannot be amazing. Because a lot of people out here, they doing what it is that they do, you know. And they thinking about maybe sexually transmitted diseases. But not soul ties and bondage and sexually transmitted demons and spirits. So look, here we go. All right. Let's just say, first example, you are out there doing what it is that you do, okay? You think you shine bright like a diamond, and you out there, you have sex with like 10 people, okay? And you might be like, yeah, you know, 10 ain't nothing, you know? You know, over like 10 years is 1 year, or 20 years, 2 years, something like that, you know, last time, 30 years, 10 people, you know? That's your number, 10. 10 is the number, okay? But what if these 10 people had sex with 10 people? That's 100 people, right? It's just Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. What if it's just 5 people? And all the 5 people had sex with 5 people? Then that's 25 people. But all of these people are people that you are now going to be connected to. Okay? You're connected to them. Some type of way, okay? There is a connection, all right? Now, multiple partners, oh, man, multiple partners can be something because, you know, this person's out here doing what it is that they do and you doing what it is that you do and y'all are connected and they connecting to people and these people that they connecting to is connecting to other people, right? And you getting these spiritual connections because it's more spiritual than it is natural. Right? And then all of a sudden, you start having these symptoms. All right? Now, look. Let's go to number 2. We're going to come back to the symptoms. Number 2. You can get unequally yoked up with people that aren't equal to you. All right? Now, you know, like Bible and scripture and things like that. You hear, don't be yoked up, unequally yoked up with people, you know, that's not like you. Okay? Don't be unequally yoked, period, in life. Okay? Because it's not good. Just imagine, the Bible gives a definition of an oxen, okay? Oxen kind of like a bull type thing, animal, okay? And let's say one is big and one is small. When you're unequally yoked, that's how it is. One has more of something and the other one has less. And when you're yoked up, you're like tied together. And what happens is that this tie can't break. And you wind up going around in a circle instead of going forward. Or you're getting dragged. You understand what I'm saying? You're getting dragged or you're getting put in a circle of things you shouldn't be in when you're unequally yoked. So you got to watch that one. That can happen with sex. You're all wrapped up and all jacked up. Because something is pulling and tugging on you. You understand what's going on? Baby, this is just a Touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay? Number 3, right? Not everyone is worth your sex. Worth your body. Any of y'all out there going through that? You had sex with somebody, you like, man, that wasn't even worth it. because they weren't worth your body. What you gave, your inner, most delicate parts you gave to this person, thinking that this person was going to love you and be there and cherish you, or maybe just you wanted to have a one-night stand or whatever, but you still feel like that wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it because you don't know your worth, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Then, you know, number four, you got these sexually transmitted demons that you can get. And demons, oh my gosh, they're fallen angels, baby. Oh, yes. Now look, if y'all listening to me, you know that I love God. So you got to be loving God too. And if you believe in God, you got to believe that there's demons. Huh? Okay. Look, sexually transmitted demons. You can get spirits on you and stuff too. Because I told you, you messing with all these people that all the other people mess with. Whatever somebody got going on with them, now it's connected to you because you formed a connection because sex is more spiritual than it is natural. Okay? This is just a touchy day. What if they got curses on them? Yeah. People got curses on them and stuff. Now you got the curse on you. You trying to figure out why you all jacked up. Now look, this just touched it, baby. I'm going to go ahead and put this out there in pieces for you. DNA transfers. Like when you have a baby, you can't think that if you have sex with a man and you're a woman, okay, and then all of a sudden you get pregnant, right? And now you got this baby growing inside of you. Okay? That came from a connection. That same connection can produce other things. It's just a touch of J, y'all. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. And these things are called symptoms, all right? Remember I told you we're going to get to the symptoms? Okay. Symptoms. Any of y'all out there got some symptoms after having sex with people? And you like might be like, Jay, what do you mean symptoms? Let me go through some of these symptoms. Uncontrollable lust. All of a sudden now, you feel all lusty. You know? Oh, I want that. I want you. You know what I'm talking about, baby? Oh my gosh. That lust, that attraction. You know what happens when you lust after something you wanted. Okay? Or you could start doing things that you ain't never do before. Any of y'all out there masturbating? Oh my gosh, I used to love masturbation. Oh, my Lord. Help me, Jesus. Okay? Yes, that used to be my thing. Yeah, I used to love that. Yeah, or doing it, you know, to somebody else, baby. This is just a touch. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. I got to keep it 100. But what happens is sometimes you ain't into that type of stuff. Then all of a sudden you have sex with somebody. Then all of a sudden you like, you know what? I think I'm in a little freakiness I wasn't into before. You might like to masturbate all of a sudden, right? Unsatisfied sexual desires. Like you just feel like it's not enough. Like one person ain't enough, so you need another one. And this ain't enough, so you need to try this. That's not enough, so you want to do that. Like nothing is satisfying your urge. After you had sex with somebody. Sickness. And I'm not just talking about like STD sickness or AIDS or anything like that, or HIV. No. I'm talking about like you feel sick. Your body can get into sickness. Okay? Because now you have all these things on you that you didn't have on you before because you connected with someone because sex is more spiritual than it is natural. So now you're like sick in the body. Let's just say like, you know, this person isn't a believer and you're a believer in God and they're not. Let's say they practice, you know, Satanism or something. You don't even know. You don't even know what you're getting into sometimes with people. Okay? But you got this connection. And now your body is sick. You don't even know why. It's just there's something that's over you. You feel a weight on you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Or you start having sex dreams. Any of y'all out there start doing that? Like you messing with somebody and all of a sudden now you having dreams of them or other people. And you having all these sexual dreams and sexual imaginations. You know, like you sitting there and you thinking about them and they ain't around. And you talking about what you could do to them and all this other type of stuff. Because your mind is connected now. Because I told you that sex is more spiritual than it is natural. Or you might feel depressed after you have sex with somebody. Yeah, you might feel depressed. You might be like, dad, what? I got this weight on me. I don't feel right. You know, or listen, suicidal thoughts. Okay? You can have suicidal thoughts too after having sex with somebody because you're connected. Because I told you, you don't know what these people have been doing with other people. And what these other people have done with other people. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Or maybe, right, the person is straight and you straight, and you have sex with them, and now all of a sudden you want to have sex with women or men. Homosexuality or lesbianism stuff comes out of that too, baby. I told y'all I used to have a girlfriend and a boyfriend. I know all about that. Okay? We lived together. Yes, I told you. I would come in the house, give him a kiss. How you doing, baby? And you know, come in the house and give her a kiss. How you doing, baby? Right after I came from church. Baby, this is just a touch of J. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to put this out there. Please, for you. I kept saying, God, you sure you want me to talk to him about sex? I love sex. Freaky. Nasty. Oh, my gosh. Listen, when God gave my husband, oh, my God. Lord, I can't wait. Right? But see, what I had learned is that you got to be careful. Right? That's why I say my husband. Because I don't do them things that I used to do. So God told me to come on here and talk to y'all about it. Because he don't want y'all to do that no more neither. Because see, what happens is you get into spiritual bondage when you do stuff like that. Because now you got connected. And now it's, you know, like I told you, it's more spiritual than it is natural. So now you're in spiritual bondage. You are bonded together. Maybe with somebody that's not even your husband or your wife. Y'all think about that. Any of y'all out there doing that? Like you shacked up, you doing what it is that you're doing. You're not shacked up. You just out here, you having casual sex, but you feel like, you know, I can't not be with this person. I have to kind of have this person. Or you feel like you got to have multiple people because now you're connected to all of these people. This one does it this way and this one does it that way, but really you're just connected to people you shouldn't be connected to. Soul ties happen like that. My gosh. Any of y'all out there have soul ties? Oh my gosh, I had a soul tie before. Lord, soul ties, they are so hard to break. Because you literally have connected. You've given your everything to this person. Any of y'all out there, like your full body, everything that you have, all this stuff you should give to your husband or your wife if you believe that, you know, and you guys are going to get married. Those things that you should give, but you give it to the person and you form this soul tie, and them soul ties are hard to break. Yeah, because you got all connected through sex. See, what happens is that when we have sex, our body releases these chemicals, baby. Okay. Woo, child, these chemicals. Y'all know about them chemicals. They feel so good to you. Oh, my gosh, yes. But, right, it's like dopamine, you know, oxytocin, vasopressin. Yeah, that stuff, right? It creates like this neurological chemical, right? And it changes the brain when you're with this person because you're intimate and your bodies are sweating and you're connecting. You're doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. Well, right? Look, get this, right? It causes emotional bondage. And it happens if you want it to happen or not. So while you out here, you thinking, man, please, I'm just having casual sex. Ain't nothing, you know, put this condom on, boom, boom, boom. You know, I'm out here just doing what it is that I do. Oral sex, whatever it is that you do, anal sex. I don't know, baby, this is just a touch of J. I was in all of that, okay? You know? But what happens is that you get this stuff going on, right? These chemicals, right? This DNA, and it's called limbic bonding. And it takes years to break it. Years. Any of y'all out there just feel like you are connected to somebody and you're not even with them no more. Because sex is more spiritual than it is natural. You can't be out here just having sex with random people. You know, guys, you can't just be sticking your thing in any old thing. You can't. And ladies, oh, you just can't open your legs just because you want to open them. That says a lot about other things too with you. Okay? You don't value your own temple, your own body. Okay? See, when you don't value your own temple and your own body, that's how God sees you. He sees you as this amazing creation that he's made. And he goes, look, I made you for this person and this person only. And you out here giving your most valuable parts away to people that I didn't make for you. So what you're doing is you're making that person a god, and you're acting like a god. You're putting yourself out there in pieces for him, baby, above what God is telling you to do. He gives us orders for a reason. And I've been there. I've done it. I told you. I had a boyfriend and a girlfriend and quite a few girlfriends, baby. This is just a touch of day and some boyfriends. Okay, I was putting it out there in pieces for him at one time too. Right? But God had to show me. You see how you're connecting this temple that I gave you with people who really aren't connected to you? And then when you're not connected to each other anymore physically, you craving that person, you going through withdrawal and all this other type of stuff, you all messed up. Because you made that person above God spiritually. Sex is more spiritual than it is natural. Corinthians in the Bible, right? 6:16 tells you to become one for a reason. Okay? God made sex so that two can become one. Not so that you can have multiple sex partners or swinging and swanging, because some of y'all out there in that, you know, y'all out there in that swinging and that swanging thing. When you just, everybody's having group sex with everybody. You don't even care. That's the issue. You don't care. But you got to remember that the people that you're with, they probably don't care neither. So who have they been with? Were they with someone who wanted to kill themselves? Were they with someone who struggled with depression? Were they with someone who struggled with pornography addiction? Were they with someone who was raped? Were they with someone who was abused sexually? Because now you got all their pieces. Everything that they have going on inside of them, when you connect it like that, now you got it on you. So God said, I need you to come on here. I need you to talk to him about it. Because somebody out there, they struggling with it. He said, remember, you struggle with things like that too. Oh my gosh. I remember I was intimate with somebody. And this is the person I gave my all to. And when I got done, I felt like I had weights and everything on me. And I remember crying to God, God, please take it off of me. And it literally felt like he was ripping them off of me. And I felt sad and I felt depressed and I felt like I was going through certain things. Then that wasn't me. I'm bugging y'all, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. I wasn't sad or nothing like that. Then all of a sudden I was sad and I was all jacked up. But see, you don't realize it that things have been sexually transmitted until it happens. That's why God said you got to be careful. You must be careful with what you're doing out here. You out here protecting yourself thinking, you know, I'm not going to have sex because, you know, I don't want to catch HIV or AIDS or, you know, STDs or syphilis. Baby, that's the last thing, okay, that you should be worried about when it comes to sexually transmitted demons and spirits, falling angels, okay? If one person is godly and the other person is not, come on. You get some stuff on you, you can't get off of you. People out here, they killing themselves and stuff like that and doing all that crazy type of stuff. They out here messed up, hooked on people because they have given their bodies to everyone. That says a lot. They don't have any value for themselves. If somebody ever tried to sleep with me, like on the first night or something like that, I'm looking at them like, you must be crazy. I've never had a one night stand. Never. Okay? Uh-uh. No. Because first of all, if you won't just do that, I mean, this is just such a, just my opinion. This isn't just a Touch of Day podcast. I think something's wrong with you. I do. Because that's your valuable part. And you just gonna give it to somebody you don't even know? Somebody that you just met? You don't know who they been with, where they been at, no nothing. But that's how you feel about yourself. I'm telling you, it has a lot to do with you and how you feel about you. God said, you got to go in there, you got to talk to them about how they feel about themselves. They out here, they giving their most valuable pieces away because of how they feel about themselves. And they getting sexually transmitted demons, they getting these spirits and all this stuff on them. And they all messed up. And then look, then you settle down, right? Right? You try to settle down. Okay. Now look, let's just say you was running out there. You like, you know what, Jay? I understand. You know, I used to be like that. I used to be doing certain stuff like that, but I'm changed now. I'm different. Right? So then you try to settle down. Right? And then let's just say you get married. Okay. Let's just say that. Right? And you get married and then all of a sudden now you got this baggage on you. Now you bring it to your wife. Now you want your wife to perform like Veronica. You want to be the little freak that. But she not that. Maybe this is just a touch of J. Or you want your wife to do that thing like Jill. Oh, man. But, you know, she can't do that thing like Jill. Or you want your wife to be like V. But, you know, she can't do it like V neither. But you want her to be like J because, you know, J just does this thing to you. Because you got all this bondage. Because you done had sex with all these different ones. All these different versions of people. Okay? And then you can mess up your marriage like that. It's a lot of stuff that can happen. Oh, man, when you out here giving your most valuable pieces away. I'm just out here trying to put it out there peacefully and tell you, just be careful. Be careful. I mean, you're going to do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do anyway. You know? But if you're out here, you're listening. I said, let's talk about sex, baby. All the good things and the bad things. Because it feel good. You want to know why it feels so good? Because it's sinful. Come on, man. I don't care what you say. If you're listening to me, you believe in heaven and hell. Baby, this is just such a J. You know sex before marriage really is sinful. You know that. Come on, man. You know it. So if you out here, sin feels so good. When it feel good like that and you in sin, it blinds you. A lot of people, they cheat on you because there's no commitment. You know, they only know how to commit to one person because they don't know how to commit to themselves. And if they can't commit to themselves, you think they committing to God out here? Come on, man. Out here with this one and next one or whatever. A lot of people are lost. A lot of people have damage. A lot of people have issues. Okay? Let's just say it's a woman and she was abused sexually as a child and maybe raped when she got older or something like that. And then here you come coming around, you know, doing your little Mac Daddy thing, you know, giving her everything that you need, everything that she want, you know? Everything that she needs, you give it to her. Just so you get up in them panties, right? Then you get up in them. Then all of a sudden, it ain't what you like. Or you start to see that she got a little something going on with her. She got a little emotional thing. I'm going to have to fall back from that. Now she all messed up. Or, you know, same thing with the guys. Could be the same way. Now they all messed up. And then they go on to the next one because that's what they say. You know what? Well, that one didn't work out. So let me see if I can find somebody else. You know, so they get somebody else. And now they got all of your baggage on them that they're taking to the next. And it just keeps going. It's a cycle, okay? Being unequally yoked up. It's like the oxen. I told you, it's a circle. You just keep going in a circle with people you're not supposed to be with because you're unequal. They're not the husband or the wife. Oh, man. Like I said, baby, this is just a touch of you. I'm chomping this out there. Peace for you. Baby, I had to learn that. I had to learn that, okay? I had to figure that one out on my own, okay? Oh, my gosh. I had to get crushed. I had to crush people. I had to understand that this ain't the way. I'm just out here doing what it is that I wanted to do. And I had to learn a valuable lesson. I'm trying to stop y'all, help y'all along the way so y'all don't got to learn these lessons. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. God said I need to talk to you about sex. I'm trying to tell you. I said, you sure you want me to do this? Freaky diggy me? I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that one. But when he started to break it down to me and he told me that this is what I want you to talk to him about, you can relate. You understand. You understand this. You know about this. You know about this. It's better to save yourself. It is. I have 3 adult children. Okay? My son's father committed suicide. My son was 3. He was my best friend. We was out here doing what it is that we did. I thought I was going to be with him. He's gone. You understand what I'm saying? He wasn't the one I was supposed to be connected to. He was the one I connected myself to. Any of y'all out there doing that? You connecting yourself to people, but it's not the one you're supposed to be connected to. Make sure y'all check out that podcast. What are you connected to? Yeah, those connections, man, they something. Spiritual bondage. All from sex. Sex is spiritual more than it's natural. You got to stop treating it like it's just something that you do. having unprotected sex with just multiple people? First of all, it's wrong as far as just period it's concerned. Like, it's just wrong, period. Like, you know, the age we live in today, you can die. So you playing Russian roulette with your life and other people's life. That's number one. And then it's multiple people. That's number two. So that shows you don't care about you and your vulnerability and your body. Okay. And then you're not caring about the other person. You just out here just freeballing, doing what it is that you do. And then you're not even worrying about the sexually transmitted demons and spirits that come along with that. You got to check yourself, because you might really be wrecking yourself if you out here doing that. Hurting a lot of people, hurting yourself, because you got to be hurt if you're doing something like that. You can't be, I mean, little baby, just touched it. You can't be in the right state of mind. I'm sorry. You can't. You got to get you together. I tell y'all this all the time. I can't have my babies out here lost. It's too many of y'all. Y'all know y'all out here messing with people you shouldn't be messing with. Period. Even in a relationship with them. And then you're giving your most valuable pieces to them. Because you want to feel loved. You want to feel some type of way. You want that a connection. Ladies, you want the man. So you give your body to him. Or men, you equate love with sex. Come on, man. We got to do better. We got to do better. So look, I'm about here. I don't even have nothing else to say. I don't even know what else to say to you. I don't. You know, I don't. I love sex. I guess all I can say is, how did I get over some of the stuff that caused me pain when it came to just giving my valuable parts to people? I had to ask God to heal me from it. I had to literally, when I wanted to masturbate, not. I had to literally say, no, I'm better than that. I don't got to touch on myself. God going to give me a husband. He going to touch all over me. You know, I had to literally be like, oh, I can't watch porn on my phone no more. Nope, can't do that. You know, and I can't be scrolling and stuff and liking them videos and saving them videos in the archives. Nope, because that's messing with my mental. You know, that's distracting me from my purpose. I can't do that. Any of y'all out there going through that? You might have to do that, because porn can be addicted. Oh, my gosh. Michael Todd, oh, I love Pastor Michael Todd. He always talk about how he was addicted to porn. He be like, I was addicted to pornography. Now I got the number one best-selling book, okay? He got the number one best-seller book out there on relationships, and he was addicted to pornography. God can use you. But when you get addicted and all messed up with all this stuff you got going on, it's hard for him to use you. See, that's what the enemy does. He likes to put it all out there in pieces for you to distract you. And sex is one thing that he will use. And it's just a touch of it, baby. I'm really trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I really had to just tell God. And I had to just say, you know what? I need you to help me with this. And this is something that I can't do. And I had to tell other people that was coming at me. Oh, my gosh. Because, look, baby, when you start to change, you get your life together. You know, people try to come back to you like, look, I know she ain't going to tell me no. And I had to be like, you know what? Nah, I ain't into that no more. I'm saving myself for my husband. And, you know, they would do little things. Sometimes I fall for it, you know, thinking the person, my husband, or something like that. You know, baby, just touch it. How many of y'all out there go through that? You know, you like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not messing with nobody. I'm going to get my life in order. I ain't out here having sex. I'm not doing nothing. I'm working on me. You know, come on now. Don't act like you ain't out there doing it, fellas. Don't act like you ain't like, I ain't messing with her no more. I'm tired of playing these games with her. I ain't messing with nobody. I'm just going to focus on me. Then she come around, you know, with that little dress on or something. You know, accidentally, you know, drop by your house by mistake. You know, I thought I left my hairpin here. You know, something like that. You know, then you see it, you like, dang. You know, and you fall for it. Oh, ladies, oh my gosh, you know, he called you up. You know, listen, I just wanted to know if I could take you out with that voice that you like. You know what I mean? And then, you know, he come on, you like, you know, well, I guess we could just do dinner. And he's smelling all good. He looking all good and everything. He like, you know what? Can I come in, you know, for a little bit, you know, just talk to you? I want to apologize or something. You fall for that. Next thing you know, you wake up in the morning time. Like, dang. We fall for it sometimes. Sin is fun. We gotta watch it. You gotta ask God to help you with it. You gotta say, I can't do that no more. And baby, this is just such a thing. I'm trying to tell you, I love me some sex, okay? But I ain't putting it out there in pieces for nobody, baby. I got to focus on me, because I understand greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, number one. So I know that I can do that. And number two, man, the blessing that I'm going to get out of that, because I'm saving myself, I'm going to get somebody who going to really love me and not going to do me wrong, because God know my heart. You know what I mean? Because I'm sacrificing. I tell y'all, make sure y'all check out that podcast, Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice. I'm not stepping outside of the will of God. I'm inside of the will. So he can't do nothing but protect me, baby. Y'all see how God healed me, man. Make sure y'all go over there. My name is R0976 on Instagram and Facebook and in all my stories. And check it out. Y'all get to see the before and after pictures. I'm trying to walk the line as straight as possible, okay? And God got me out here talking to y'all about sex. Me? Baby. Like I said, this is just such a day. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Just wait, yo. Just be careful with yourself out here. Please, man. People out here dying. You know, y'all are catching HIV and AIDS, especially out here in the A where I live at. It's popping. You know, a lot of people are in a lot of stuff and they're not telling you. They're being dishonest. They're being disloyal. And you can mess yourself up out here emotionally, spiritually. And you can, you know, mess yourself up physically. You catch something you can't get rid of. And then you stuck. And this person is gone. You left to deal with that. Okay? So look, I'm going to say this again. I'm up out of here. I love my babies. Oh my gosh, right? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to give you my, sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? I can't even get it out. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Look, man, I don't even know how I put that one out there. Pieces for you, baby, but I tried, okay? So look. What's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here, okay? You ready? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Please. And if you're out here having sex with multiple people and just doing what it is that you do, you might be making yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Okay? And you probably making a lot of people, you know, feel like they not thorough and wise. And I'm pretty sure somebody's making you feel like you not. Okay? If you out here and you doing that. Because I told you, sex is more spiritual than it is natural. And you don't have no time for them games. You don't have no time to get caught up in spiritual bondage and all that type of crap. You can't. Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. You're supposed to be out here living your best life. Some of y'all, you know, listen, y'all think that that is living your best life, you know? You call it dating. You know, you call it testing the waters, you know? I got to test the waters first. I can't marry nobody without having sex with them. I can't do that. But if you trust God, oh my gosh, listen. If you trust God, though, right? Don't you think he going to give you everything that you need? Oh my gosh, I can't wait till he give you mine. Oh, Lord. God, he know. I can't wait to put him out there in pieces for y'all, because y'all going to be like this. Oh my God, he everything. And I'm going to be like this, yup. Everything, all the freakiness that I need, all this stuff, you know, I'm having my sex room in the house and everything. Oh my God, baby, this is just a touch of J. I'm putting all that out there in pieces for him, the husband, okay? Because I'm trusting God with that, okay? So when you trust God with all your needs and your wants, he'll give you your desires and your heart. You don't gotta worry about if I need to test the waters. Because see, when you out here and you saying stuff like, you know, let me just go ahead and just test the waters just to make sure, you know, because, you know, I don't know, I gotta see if it feel good first. What you saying is, God, I really don't trust you. I trust me. This is just touching it, baby. I'm trying to put that out there in pieces for you, right? You think it's love. And I tell y'all all the time, spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way. Yeah, you need love. That's what you out here looking for. You out here looking for a little love. Yeah, you trying to mess with sex and you think that sex ain't love. No, sex ain't love. What did Martin say? What did Martin say? Martin Lawrence, y'all remember that? When Tommy was talking about love, 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 he's telling him what love is. And then he said, it's a four-letter word. Love means this, love means that. And then he said, until you get the draws, y'all. Yeah, until you get the draws, then it don't mean that no more. You got to be careful, man. Y'all out here looking for love, messing with sex, all messed up. Come on, man. You got to know love ain't sex and sex ain't love. I do feel like little suicide, baby. I'm trying to put this out there peacefully. So look, quick recap, okay? Please just be careful. I don't even know what to say. I don't. I'm trying to tell y'all. I really was talking to God about this. I was like, you want me to tell them about sex? I don't even know how to talk about sex. We don't talk about sex like in the way that you probably shouldn't be talking about sex. But I tried to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? Because you got to know. You got to be careful, okay? Because it says a lot about you, how you feel about yourself. You get these sexually transmitted demons and spirits on you. You get all messed up. You start having these symptoms. You don't know why, because you got everybody else's baggage on you because you didn't have sex with this person who's had sex with this person who has had sex with this person. And look, the killer is that, see, these people that give you these things that they have on them when you connect to them and you have sex with them, they don't even know they got it on them because it's normal to them. They used to dealing with them demons and spirits because they out there and they doing what it is that they do. It don't bother them. But when they get all on you, you all messed up. You don't understand why you messed up. They looking at you like something wrong with you. You like, no, I didn't feel like this before I was with you. You got to be careful. That's what I'm telling you. Be careful, man. Sex is really more spiritual than it is natural. I had to learn that. A lot of y'all out there understand that. Some of y'all don't. All I'm saying is just, I'm just trying to put it out there, peace for you, baby. Take it, evaluate it, pray on it. I don't know. You know, ignore it. Hey, baby. Okay. I'm just telling you what I know, what God told me to tell you. I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, baby. So be careful. Watch it. Take what it is that you take from this and do what it is that you do. Sex. Told y'all. We just gonna talk about sex, baby. All the good things and the bad things. Yeah, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. That's Salt and Pepper, right? Yeah, you know, a little rap group back in the day, they had that song, talk about sex. You got to be careful out here with sex. Sex is a powerful thing. God made it for marriage because it's more spiritual than it is natural, all right? So, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. And y'all be careful too, because, you know, this is 4th of July weekend. And y'all out there drinking and some of y'all having a good time and stuff. You might want to talk about sex with somebody. Baby, okay? You might want to talk about sex. You might want to call somebody up like, look, you know, I'm in town. You know what's going on with you. Watch it. You don't know where that person been at, what that person got on them. You don't know. You got to be careful. Make sure you watch yourself. Check yourself. You might be wrecking yourself. Save yourself for marriage. Save yourself for that one that God gave you, because that person's going to be everything that you need if you just trust them. All right, so look, I'm up out of here, right? I love y'all. And again, I'll be back, okay? Oh, man, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Make sure y'all check out the songs. Yeah, you know, listen to the Mary J. Blige thing. But look, when you listen to it, don't start thinking you want to have sex because it's a little sexual. Okay, don't do that, you know. But it's all the hits, man. It's a part of my life. Make sure y'all check out the Just a Touch of J documentary too. I put a little bit out there in pieces for you on my YouTube channel. Just go through all my stuff and read in all my descriptions and all that type of stuff, and you'll be able to see, you know, search around Google Just a Touch of J, J-U-S-T-A, right, T-O-U-C-H O-F underscore letter J, right? I think I spelled it right. That's what they call me. Look, man, I'm up out of here, y'all. I love y'all, all right? Like I said, yeah, man, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J, baby, coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? It's just a touch of J. Just trying to
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J, J, J. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Hey y'all, what y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire and right after this. Yeah. They're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Oh my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. Man, what we gonna do this week is we gonna switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is Just a Touch of J, man. Oh my gosh, make sure y'all checking out my girl Mary J. Blige on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
All about my life. Yeah, all right? So the song's about to put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you.
Can't live without you.
Can't live without you, babe.
Can't live without you.
Wait a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Did y'all like that? This is just a touch of J. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby. Hey.
Listen, y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that? Don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of day, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, all right? Check out the next song, man. It's up next. Drop a bomb on y'all like Flex. Y'all are gonna love this one right here. This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need.
For you anytime you need.
Y'all hear that? Oh man, y'all.
and make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? Think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. All right. Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
on you I can depend. You take me away from the pain, and you bring me paradise.
Just a Touch of J. Download the Just a Touch of J app and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
For you.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that. Pieces for you.
He like it when I rub it on his back.
Then I do my feet back.
Pieces for you.
It's okay. No
likes making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's
kitchen. It's making love in V's kitchen.
Peace is for you.
All he needs is just a touch of chick.
All he needs is just a touch of chick.
Peace is for you.
I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Gosh. Just a touch of chick, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
It's a true thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, Lizzy. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chin.
Y'all hear that?
It's telefit, baby.
Ladies.
All he needs is just a touch of chin. This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?